Thank you and good morning. Two people are dead following a shooting at a Rio del Caltrans maintenance facility yesterday morning. The CHP is investigating the incident that saw a suspected altercation between an employee and a supervisor turn deadly. The CHP reports that just after 7 o'clock, it's believed that 57-year-old Alan Hayes of Rio del shot and killed 61-year-old Annette Brooks and then turned the gun on himself in an apparent murder-suicide. The CHP believes there was an altercation between the two over a work-related issue, and that at one point, Hayes went to his car to retrieve a handgun and then returned to the office and shot Brooks before he shot himself. Hayes was alive when found by emergency personnel, but later died at the hospital. Governor Jerry Brown issued a statement in memory of Brooks. The tragic death of this dedicated public servant is a shock to the entire Caltrans family. Ann and I send our deepest sympathies to Annette's family, friends, and her colleagues during this difficult time. Flags at the state capitol will fly at half-staff in honor of Brooks. The district attorney's office announced that following a 5-day trial, a jury has convicted 52-year-old Scott Cooper Dean of criminal threats and assault and battery, stemming from an incident in Arcata's Redwood Park in September of last year. On that day, witnesses reported hearing Dean making death threats and then assaulting a woman who had cried out for help. One witness called 911 to report the incident, and a second witness followed Dean until police arrived and he was arrested. Dean, originally from Boston, was convicted of felony domestic battery in Shasta County in 2013, and he will face up to 4 years in prison when he is sentenced by Judge Dale Reinholdson in May. DA Maggie Fleming said the successful prosecution was the direct result of citizens who got involved in a public safety incident and then testified at trial. Caltrans announced that Highway 101 at the slide location north of Leggett has now been open to one-way controlled traffic following a week that saw the roadway closed due to two slides. Caltrans will keep personnel on scene to monitor the hillside for slide activity, and flaggers will be on the roadway to control traffic. Motorists should expect short delays, and Caltrans expects it will be months before the hillside is completely stabilized. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and once they have proclaimed April as Alcohol Awareness Month, recognized the top soroptimist from Arcata, and noted the retirement of longtime Health and Human Services employee Bill Alfkin, the board will welcome students from Jacoby Creek Elementary who are watching local government in action. The board will issue a letter of support for a Caltrans environmental study of proposed routes around the Last Chance Grade in Del Norte County. Caltrans has spent more than $40 million over the past 30 years keeping the roadway open, and local elected officials, business owners, and other stakeholders are pushing for a permanent solution to avoid catastrophic economic impacts if the roadway fails. The board will also approve contracts with the various facilities across the county that serve as polling places on Election Day and approve a $78,000 training program for the probation department. One agenda item that will receive a hearing will be a proposal for the development of the Southern Humboldt Community Park that will contain ball fields and space for community events, concerts, and other outdoor activities. Water would be diverted from the Eel River for irrigation purposes. The decision will update the county's general plan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Many of the headlines that have dominated the news cycle since the start of the new year have revolved around local highways and roads. The severe winter weather left many roads flooded or otherwise damaged from heavy rain and cold temperatures. Then the hillside started to slip, and suddenly residents in Humboldt County found themselves cut off from the east by a closure on 299 and the latest, a closure north of Leggett on 101. Supervisor Estelle Fennell said on Talk Shop that the road closures hurt local businesses and serve as more evidence that we need to keep lobbying Sacramento to ensure we get the needed road maintenance funds.
Our task is to make it very, very clear that there are people in all of these outlying areas that also need those services. You know, you can't go to the coast now on Highway 1 from Leggett to the coast. It's closed off in two areas which are really, really bad. You've got Last Chance Grade. Up and down 101 between here and Garberville, there's a lot of work happening.
Fennell referenced the conversation she had with Gary Reinerson of Green Diamond about the importance of rallying local business and industry to the cause.
And I bring him up because he obviously represents part of what makes our area. So we need to have all of the businesses be on board to explain how important it is, aside from tourism, which is a huge part of where we're going, but we have to have all of the businesses on board to make people understand.
The supervisors will issue another letter of support for immediate action on last chance grade at today's meeting. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.